Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome, everyone. This is Victor Pitts. I'm hosting Domain Masters tonight. We have a great program lined up tonight. We have a person who is representing yet another value-added site that you should be acquainted with. This particular site is dngator.com. dngator.com is essentially a news aggregation or a blogger aggregation site, and we're going to learn a lot more from that. We're going to have the guest that we have on tonight. His name is CEO, and if I can keep from butchering his last name, it is Zivilegas, and he'll tell me if I got that right once we get him back on the air. But as soon as we come back from our commercial break, we're going to have Theo on the line, and we're going to be talking about dngator and a few other things, and I think it's going to be an interesting show. So do stay tuned to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
SEOseek.com is your one-stop site for everything SEO. From search engine marketing to pay-per-click management, SEOseek.com delivers high-quality SEO services at affordable prices. SEOseek.com can help you with SEO analysis, monthly reports, title and meta tag optimization, email support, and so much more. Want to keep your SEO in-house? Let our professional trainers teach SEO to your staff. Get a free quote and a free competitive analysis today at SEOseek.com.
Oh, wise master, I've climbed up this mountain to seek your wisdom.
Yes, how can I help you, my son?
I've traveled far to ask why my business isn't growing.
You are on top of this mountain when you should be on TopNicheNetworks.com.
But I need answers.
You should be on TopNicheNetworks.com, specializing in direct marketing and lead generation, as well as list management. TopNicheNetworks.com has exclusives and leading payouts. They welcome new affiliates with hot offers.
We don't seem to get the results we need at a price we can afford.
TopNicheNetworks.com will work on a performance-only basis, so you only pay for results.
TopNicheNetworks.com has the answers that you've been seeking for making your business a success on a performance-only basis.
And that's a good thing, because my butt's falling asleep.
Have a good weekend, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Jim. Why are all the coders leaving so early? Doesn't your department have a deadline of, like, midnight or something? Me and my staff are here all night.
I saved money on my staffing budget by outsourcing a lot of work to offshoring.com. I told them I needed a coder, and they sent me profiles fast. My staff just filled in the little details, and now we're having margarita night.
Offshoring.com. Fast, inexpensive, excellent, and on time. Offshoring.com.
SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes! Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Victor Pitts. I am hosting Domain Masters tonight. We have an interesting program tonight. As you know, there's a plethora of places that you can go to on the internet these days for domain investors and people interested in domains to learn about the industry, to learn about trends that are happening. Upturns, downturns, domain sales, new registration rules, ICANN policy, legal issues that affect the industry and affect each and every one of us that purchase domain names. There's a lot of places that you can go to. There are news sites, there are bloggers, there are forums, and with so many new sites that have popped up over the last few years, as domaining has been quite topical. There has come a time and a need for some services that kind of concentrate or to aggregate these types of services together so that it can present you with a common view, a glimpse or a sneak peek into what the bloggers, for example, are talking about, and so that you can go to your favorite blogger and read the details. And we're putting a spotlight on one of those sites tonight. The particular site is called dngator.com. It's DN as in domain name, gator.com. And there are our featured guest tonight. We have as our guest, his name is Theo, and I'm going to try to do this last name, and he'll correct me if I got it wrong, but Zivilagas. Yeah, so tell me how bad I did that, Theo.
You did great, Victor, and thank you for the invitation. I appreciate that. It's a pleasure to be here on Webmaster Radio.
Can you pronounce your name one time so I make sure I get it?
Yeah, it's Zivilagas.
Zivilagas, okay.
Right.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. A little bit about Theo. Theo is the general manager of a company called Croplix LLC, and we'll be discussing that just a little bit more and learn a little bit more about that in a moment. In terms of his background, he was born and raised in Athens, Greece. He has programmed video games for popular personal computers in the 1980s. In the 1990s, he switched to full-time to graphics development and website design with the introduction of the Internet. And Theo moved to the U.S. in the early 1998 and settled in Florida, land of the Gators, Florida Gators, that is. After several years of corporate field as a web developer, he launched his own company, which is Acroplix LLC, to provide web and graphic development for clients. He also has a company called Terrestrial Holdings LLC, which is a domain holding arm of the company managing domain portfolios. So with that introduction, I'd like to welcome you to tonight's show, Theo. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Victor, and thank you for the intro. And the reason I mentioned the Land of the Gators was to kind of hint why I chose the name Dean Gator.
Okay, why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, actually, the actual story goes back in 2002, where I launched a website called Domain Gator. Back then, it was a forum, just like any other domain-related forum. It did well for a short while, but it was just a hobby back then. And I think eventually I kind of liked the name and evolved it into a shorter version for the news aggregator.
Well, before we get into Dean Gator, let's do just a little backfill a little bit and talk about your other two companies
sure.
In terms of the web development as well as Terrestrial Holdings. Can you tell us just a little bit about that and what got you started in that particular field and a little bit about those two companies?
Yeah, I mean, since the early to mid-90s, I've been into web and graphics development, and obviously I worked for corporations. I think it's great that in the U.S. You have the opportunity to start your own business. You have if you have certain goals and dreams, you have much better opportunities to launch your business and try for yourself the market out there. The company went through several phases, but long story short, in 2004, it evolved into what it is now, which is a web design studio, developing websites, print ads, and content. We do corporate identity branding. And at some point, it became obvious that I could not, include the domain business under the same hood. So that's why I launched Terrestrial Holdings, which operates from terrestrial.com. And at this point, business expanded in domains.
Regarding Dean Gator, which was the thing that drew my attention to you, can you tell us just a little about Dean Gator and also explain, what motivated you to create that service and what value it brings to the marketplace in your opinion?
Sure. Well, a little background story for the name. I've already mentioned that. About 3 years ago, I got involved into blogging, for my own sake. As I said, I'm from Greece. I needed to maintain the touch with, my language, my culture. So I got involved into blogging around 2005, nothing too, you know, heavy, just doing that. At that point, the so-called blogosphere exploded. So there were a few services doing this aggregation, offering this aggregation of blogs, and the niche market was, of course, you know, the Greek blogosphere. So 2 years ago, actually 2 years and a month ago, I launched GreekBloggers.com, which is a much bigger aggregator than the Engator. It aggregates content from roughly 8 to 8,500 blogs, like 8,000 plus, and it does that on a daily basis. It's a free service. Of course, 99% of the content is in Greek, so I don't want to disappoint your listeners here. So going back to the DNGator, it became obvious that, you know, something is needed for the ever-expanding market of domain blogging, domain news. So DNGator currently aggregates roughly 100 different blogs and sources of information related just simply to strictly to domains.
And right now, how many different blog sites have or news sites do you have linked to or do you have connected to DNGator?
Well, like I said, it's about 100 feeds. I will refer to them as feeds. They're blogs, sites that provide with an RSS feed. That's the key. And anybody can get an RSS feed through, you know, there's various services that provide that. Even if you don't have, you know, a blog, a real blog, you can get a feed from, I can't remember the name right now. But yeah, definitely you can have your blog broadcast, and if it's related to domain names or the domain industry, I'll be glad to add your blog onto the Engator.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the site itself in terms of some of the functions and features. What would a user expect who's never been there before? Kind of entice them with what they can expect once they type in theengator.com.
Sure. Well, DNGator is easy to spell, you know, DNGator.com. Obviously, there's a game on words. The word aggregator, cut down, becomes gator. Now, jokes aside, it's a friendly site. It's visually, I think, clean, attractive. You know, if you go there, you just you see the main logo, the main options, and right off the main page, you see the most recent feeds. You see a little icon showing, you know, who this person, who this blog is, which blog, you know, and a summary of the most recent post along with the subject and how long ago this post was made. Now, the service was launched officially on February 8th. Of course, it's still in, you know, beta. We're trying different things, trying to expand it a bit, but the main idea is to make it clean, you know, nothing too complicated. You can scroll through pages going back a number of posts. You can actually filter these feeds through the actual feed you want to select through a drop-down menu, or you can also specify how many posts you'll be viewing per page. So it's user-friendly and clean in its presentation. That's the two key things.
And what kind of comments are you getting from people that are using it in terms of user feedback on the site?
We're getting positive comments so far. Of course, it's a new service. From my understanding, there's other services out there. They've been there longer. They've provided quite a lot of information and feedback to us. I think that people like the fact that it's a friendly site. You know, there's a cute mascot. There's this gator. And the color scheme was chosen to create enough contrast for people to read. You know, there's no small print. You don't have to log in. You don't have to, you know, surrender any sort of personal information. So, in other words, if you have it bookmarked or you just type it and you're there.
And I see that you give just a little glimpse of what the particular article or blog is about. like the first paragraph or so, and they have the ability to click in and get the full details of the report, right? And actually be able to go and see the original post, which I presume takes you right to the site itself?
Yes, it's a two-step process, and of course the initial summary is roughly 300 to 400 letters. That's how we, you know, cut it off. Once you click on the subject, you get on a page which has as much copy, as much of percentage of the original blog post as the author permits through the RSS feed. So it could be, you know, if their feed presents the whole article, it's going to be the whole article. If it's a portion, it's a portion. And of course, we do provide a link back to the actual link, the actual post. We plan to expand this into providing profiles of these bloggers that provide, you know, with some of them write, you know, 10, 20 articles each day, so they're quite, you know, prolific.
So if someone is not familiar with the bloggers and the various news sites, this is a quick way for you to get a quick understanding of who's out there, a little bit about the different bloggers, as well as being able to read their updated post and stay up to date without having to go to 100 different sites. You can go to one site, get a summary of everything, and then and the branch off and go directly to get more details from the site itself.
Exactly. We don't just show the headline because, you know, this is not as much information as somebody needs. You need to have a little more info before you actually show interest or not interest in clicking and reading the full article. I think it's important to remember that time is very precious on a given daytime. There's different news sites, different websites everybody visits each day. I think we save a lot of time to, you know, people that are surfing for information related to domain news by concentrating all this information on one source.
Well, listen, folks, you're listening right now to Domain Masters radio program, and we have our guest is Theo, who is with Acropolis LLC, and we're talking about dngator.com, and we're going to break for a couple of commercials. We're going to be right back, and we're going to ask Theo some more questions. We're going to get into domaining and some of the articles and get his take on a few different issues that are out there right now. So thanks for listening to Domain Masters. Stay tuned for these. Come right back after these commercials when we resume our interview with Theo.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Looking for a new way to build backlinks and traffic back to your website? Then look no further than the quickest and easiest way to blast your article to over 30,000 subscribers at the click of a mouse. Introducing ArticleSender.com, the world's premier article distribution service. With ArticleSender.com, you can submit your prize-winning piece to thousands of promising publishers and article directories craving for fresh content. ArticleSender.com also provides premium services so that your article is SEO ready. Plus, we provide express editorial review for rush delivery of your submissions within 24 to 48 hours. Article distribution at its easiest. One form, one click, thousands of results. Get your free account today at ArticleSender.com. That's ArticleSender.com.
Hey, have you got that number for Jerry's Pizza?
Look it up on LocalPages.com.
LocalPages.com, or what if I wanted a business number in Miami?
LocalPages.com.
Can people find your business online? Be seen with LocalPages.com on every local listing in all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, MSN, and Ask. With over 6 billion quality searches a month and bids starting as low as 1 cent, get connected with local consumers at the exact moment that they're looking for you.
San Francisco, Green Bay, London.
I told you, LocalPages.com.
List your business on LocalPages.com now and get $100 in free local advertising. LocalPages.com, bringing your neighborhood to you.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic with over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield. Their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search. ABCsearch.com.
hold while we connect you to one of the most sought-after experts in SEO, analytics, and web development. Office hours with Vanessa Fox, Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
So you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Victor Pitts. I'm hosting Domain Masters tonight. We have Theo on the line with us, and Theo is with Acropolis. Acroplex LLC. I'm having tongue-tied here tonight. And we're talking to him about dngator.com, which is a essentially a domain news aggregation project that Theo had started. I think that it does add value to domainers. It's one of the services or tools that domainers should check out because it does aggregate the various news services and blogging services together and consolidates things so that you can easily see what people are talking about, find out a little bit about the bloggers, and get more details on what they're writing about and even link over to their site. So I think it does definitely provide value. It's a clean, well laid out service, and each of you should check it out. So I want to welcome Theo back to the show. I appreciate you hanging in there after the break. What I'd like to talk to you about now, Theo, is talk about the domain market itself, because you saw value in putting together an aggregation service. You have a chance to take and see some of the things people are talking about. So first of all, are you into domaining it yourself? Do you own domains and invest in domains? Do you consider yourself a domainer?
Absolutely. I think when people ask me, you know, how many domains do you own, my response is, you know, too many. So, you know, there's always a market for development, which is my main business, but ever since I started seeing value in domain investing, which consists of, you know, development, parking, reselling, and managing for future use, I acquired quite a, you know, selection of domains. Currently, I think if I exclude any corporate names, I think it's about 1,200 domains. I'm very picky about what I acquire or register. So I would say that about 90% is .com, .org, either dictionary domains or compounds.
And are you developing those domains out, or are you monetizing them, or are you just redirecting them to your main site?
Either one of these options are good to have. I think one has to be selective in what they register or buy, and then choose which projects to go forward with developing. There's also always an option to develop many sites, you know, quick development is always an option for domain owners, which are not exactly knowledgeable about how the full-scale development works. There's a great site by Rick Latona. It's called EIOU, you know, the vowels.com,
right,
that offers such development. So,
well, certainly from a trade show perspective, it's the most topical discussion for the last year, which is talking about complementing your pay-per-click domain portfolio and your traffic portfolio with redirect portfolio with you know, building out certain names, and that's the best way to monetize them as well as to add value and perhaps put them on the aftermarket to sell. So you're definitely in a segment of the market that has gone hot for domain investment.
Exactly, and I would say that domain parking has grown quite a lot ever since the mid-2000, early 2000. In the past, let's say the past 6 years, there's plenty of competing pay-per-click companies out there. The fluctuation of the pay-per-click has flattened in the past year or so, and of course, with the economy being kind of in a flat mode currently, I think people should examine different options into either small scale or larger scale development.
Right. If let me ask you a few questions and get your opinion on something. So, you know, there is no right or wrong answer. It's just your opinion. But if you could look into the future 12 months from now, what do you think the domain investment market will look like? And also, what are the greatest challenges or opportunities facing investors in 2009?
I think that the biggest move forward in the next 12 months would be strategic alliances. I think a lot of the, let's say, independent individual forces will join their brain power and financial strength together and form alliances that we would not consider before. I'm not going to, you know, just guesstimate here, but there's a lot of individual independent services that offer a little bit something, a little bit extra to the domain industry. I'd like to mention ZFBot.com, which is a brand new service that actually scans through 80 million records of existing domains, and you can find domains that might be similar to ones you have, and this way you can have potential buyers for your domains.
Mm-hmm. You've got a nice size little portfolio of your own, and you mentioned some of the TLDs you have. So I could probably guesstimate what your favorite TLDs are, but what are your three favorite TLDs, and how would you rank them in order?
Sure, I would say com, net, and org. And I'm a little absolute with that, but, you know, I've tried different TLDs, and I'm not going to bash them. I do have domains which are .info, .biz, .us. I do have some .gr, which is the Greek, you know, the CC TLD. I think that one should invest in TLDs that they're feeling comfortable with, especially if you're from a particular country that, you know, you're more familiar with the market, let's say MX for Mexico, you know, IT for Italy, what have you. But as far as I'm concerned, I think that I will always go for .com, .net, .org, mostly dictionary or compound domains, or, you know, creative domains, things that can be marketed.
There are, of course, you know, ICANN's discussing they're going to be releasing hundreds of new TLDs, perhaps in 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. although I think that it's a little bit behind schedule. But besides these ones that are already out, already approved, sponsored TLDs such as Mobi, Travel, .me, and .tel, which of those four names do you think will appreciate the most in value over the next 3 years?
Well, that's a tough question without you know, giving an answer that, no, I'm just kidding. I think that the .tel, even though it's a new TLD, it has no future for domainers, strictly because you cannot park it, you cannot monetize it. It's a placeholder for phone numbers and contact information, so it's a very distinct service. From the others you mentioned, I think Mobi's been around for quite a while. It has a strong followership. The .me obviously has a so-called hack potential for domains that use the word me in their compound.
What does that mean, hack potential?
Well, I'll explain in a very simple, I'll give you a very simple example. I have quality.me, which forms a word, quality time. So that's a hack. That's a domain hack. So in that sense, I would invest in a few just to see how they would do as a service. I try not to invest heavily on any new TLDs without knowing where they're heading to. There's also potential of trademarks. There's people that would register, I don't know, let's say google.me and think that they can keep that, but that's not the case, of course.
That's correct. Just on a side note, I'm very interested, and I'm sure there's plenty of gamers that are out there listening to the show, and you mentioned that you programmed video games for popular personal computers in the 1980s. Any of them that people might recognize?
No, I'm not a I'm not a famous persona. It was actually 8-bit computers. Let's say just like Commodore 64. There were other machines for the British market. So it was a small market back then that I was able to tap into and have some video games developed. I was young, you know. We're talking about having a 18-year-old having fun with coding games and getting paid for it. I think that's good memories there.
Oh, no doubt about it. Well, Theo, I appreciate you being on the show tonight, and I think that what I'd like to ask you to do is give us some contact information. How can someone find out more about your services, whether it be web development or your domain management service or Dean Gator? How can they contact you to find out more about any one of these services?
Sure. Well, the main thing on every domain that one develops should have some contact information, a page dedicated to contact methods, and you can go to dngator.com and just click on Contact Us. There's a form you can fill out, and the same goes with acroplex.com and terrestrial.com. They're three separate segments of my business, but I'm open to any inquiries. I'm always responding, so feel free to do so.
Wow, Stanley, I do appreciate you being on Domain Masters tonight. Again, this is Theo, and I'm going to let you pronounce the last name since I keep butchering it every time I attempt. So Theo, what's your last name?
Thank you, Victor. It's Theo De Villegas, and I appreciate having me as a guest on Webmaster Radio.
Well, I appreciate you being on Domain Master Radio as well. Folks, I do encourage you to check out dngator.com. It's dngator.com. dngator.com is a good, a very, very good aggregation site. Real simple, easy to use, got some nice features in it, and I'm sure that if you have any suggestions and anything, Theo would definitely be open to hearing what you got to say. So we're going to wrap up Domain Masters radio program. I ask that you tune back in next week on Wednesday, 7 p.m. when we do our live show, as well as podcast whenever you're listening to it. You can listen to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Again, my name is Victor Pitts. I'm with Moniker, and I am your guest host tonight on Domain Masters. So thank you for tuning in.